I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
It's time to talk about Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Starting at under $1 a day, you can get whisker-to-tail protection with a plan as unique as your cat. Sorry, dogs. This customizable coverage is exclusively for feline friends. Learn more at felixcatinsurance.com. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it? Meow.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
It actually is Amy Lawrence. I feel badly for the dude who was supposed to fill in on the show, but he got Das Boot because I decided I needed to work. Actually, that's not really true. I didn't need to work, but I decided I would work. That's funny. I know you're all curious as to why. You know what happened to the cat, right? When the cat got uber curious. Actually decided that it would be okay to work tonight because not only was there a fun Super Bowl rematch on TV, maybe you heard, featured the Kelce brothers, maybe you've heard of them. Oh, their mom was there too, maybe you've heard of her. Nope, the other she was not there. But good atmosphere, good hype. Enjoyed the battle, thought it would be fun. Plenty of other sports storylines and headlines and topics, smorgasbord, if you will, that we can get to. We just discovered the new Micah Parsons podcast. It dropped maybe an hour ago. That's really the reason why. If there's a new Micah Parsons pod, I have to work. Coming out of week 11 in the NFL, heading into what is an extended NFL weekend, not to mention all the rivalries in college football. So there's always plenty to talk about this time of the year, but honestly, the real reason is I thought it would be fun to spend a little time together pre-Thanksgiving because you all sent me a ton of responses to my social media post about this time last night when I asked you, what are you thankful for in 2023? Because I'm a big believer that there are always reasons to be thankful, no matter what our circumstances tell us. That, and we thought it would be fun to do a Thanksgiving edition of Ask Amy Anything. Since Jay and I are off the rest of the week, we thought it would be fun to bump it up, to do it on a Monday night into a Tuesday. We'll call it the Manic Monday show into a Tuesday. And it's not the hump show, but it is a show where we'll have a lot of people who are out of their regular routines. You're not working this week. You're not in school. You are traveling. You're on the road. Maybe you decided to get the heck out of Dodge and get on the roads late, or early, because you know the traffic will be absurd this holiday weekend. I was supposed to be on the roads, actually. It would have been about 2 hours from now. I would have been leaving New Jersey and headed south. But because travel plans changed, I'm actually going to be this is different for me. I haven't ever done this in my life. Not that I haven't been home for Thanksgiving, because I have. I've hosted before, but I've never actually been by myself on Thanksgiving. Is that strange? It might be the first time in my entire life. I'm trying to think of one. Maybe when I was in my early 20s and I was living, well, forget paycheck to paycheck. I was rubbing pennies together and couldn't travel or worked on holidays. Maybe, just maybe, I missed a Thanksgiving with family, but I don't think, well, I've missed plenty with family, but I don't think I've ever done one by myself. But again, because things have changed this week, some curveballs, if you will, that Bob and I weren't expecting, were doing not what we planned. And so I got a turkey breast because I decided I would cook. I've never cooked a turkey breast before, but I'm really looking forward to it. A full Tom the turkey would have been way too much turkey for me. So I'm not doing the full Tom. I just grabbed one and asked if I could have part of him. Do you mind if I could just have your breast? That sounds odd and also inappropriate if it's asked in an office setting. That would definitely warrant an HR call, probably a PR call as well. So if any of you have a great recipe for cooking a turkey breast, please let me know because I've never done it before. I'll be left to scouring the internet. I'd rather just take your recipes. And that is the crux for tonight's show question, Thanksgiving show question. Yes, you get to ask Amy anything on this edition of the show, but I'm asking you, what is your favorite Thanksgiving recipe or what's your favorite thing to make on Thanksgiving? And you don't have to cook it necessarily. You can prepare it. My brother doesn't cook a lot. He has a few things that he cooks. He makes his own homemade pasta sauce or spaghetti sauce. Actually, it's kind of his tweaked recipe now, but it was my grandmother's recipe. He also makes a killer cranberry sauce that is my maternal grandmother's recipe, and his is the only cranberry sauce I will eat. I will not eat anybody else's. And so he does do a little bit of cooking, but he doesn't necessarily cook the big dishes. He goes with the cranberry sauce. So if you have a favorite dish that you make or prepare, or maybe it's just a tradition in your house at Thanksgiving, I'd love for you to find us on Twitter or Facebook. A-Law Radio is how you can reach me. We'll put a post up here in a bit. And then also on our Facebook page. And please send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. So yeah, I'm going to go relatively muted Thanksgiving meal. I'm not doing the full blowout just because it's me. I'm going to see if I can share the food with someone. I actually have prayed and asked that there might be somebody I could share it with because it's a lot of food. But I got a turkey breast. I did get a bag of gold potatoes, Yukon gold potatoes, because I'm going to make mashed potatoes. I make smashed potatoes, but I do love potatoes. And then I am going to make a pumpkin pie. So it's relatively boring, turkey, potatoes, and pumpkin pie, but it's one of my favorite meals of the year, Thanksgiving, if not my absolute favorite meal of the year. And so I decided I'm going to hop in and I'm going to do part of the Thanksgiving meal. Jay, what part of the Thanksgiving meal will you be preparing this year? Oh, you're going to put out the mixed nuts beforehand, aren't you? You're going to put them in a bowl?
Yeah, I think I can handle that.
I think you can, too. What else are you going to do? You're going to pour the drinks?
I will pour the drinks, sure, if I'm asked. Yeah, if
wow.
Someone needs a refill.
There was a hesitation there about Jay pouring drinks.
I'll pour the first round.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. I just rolled my eyes at you. What else can you do? Can you set the table with the plates?
I think I could do that, actually. I could get a nice centerpiece. I can make it look pretty tasteful.
Do you see my face?
I think I could, though.
How old are you? At this age in your life, you should be able to set a table. Did you not have to set the table when you were a kid?
No, but it's like a different. For Thanksgiving, it's got to have some sort of like theme there a little bit, right?
Does it?
Kind of.
I think the food is the winner. The food is the centerpiece. The turkey, Tom, is supposed to be the centerpiece.
He looks good, though, when he's like next to like, you know, some sort of fall garnishing.
Oh, you know, if you go to a Michael's or a Home Goods or a Joann's, they would have those for you. You could even order one on Amazon and surprise the family with your ingenuity.
I think they'd like that.
I think they would, too. So for that reason, Jay and I are both going to be doing muted Thanksgiving prep because I am just cooking for one. No, the dog does not get any turkey. Maybe I'll give the sugar might actually like a couple pieces of turkey. I think my mom has slipped her turkey from the table before. That's just wrong. Mom's not allowed over for Thanksgiving anymore. Yeah, so I could bring you some leftovers, but you'll probably have plenty.
Yeah, we got a big turkey in the fridge right now.
That's nice. I actually did thaw my little turkey breast on Monday, so he is ready. I just have no idea what I'm doing. He's still in his little net. He's not been unwrapped. He's still in his little net. I have no idea what I'm doing. I even said to Mom, I'm going to need your best recipe for the mashed potatoes because in my family, I'm not sure if you all do this, we put milk in the mashed potatoes. Mm. to whip them?
Sounds good. I don't know if we do that, but it sounds good.
Yeah, it's really good. In fact, my grandmother used to put milk in her scrambled eggs, believe it or not, because they make them fluffy and whippy. And so we do that for the mashed potatoes. I do have gravy. I have to make my own. I mean, I don't have it yet, but I have to make my own. I also can certainly manage the butter and the salt and pepper. The potatoes are going to be super easy. It's just a matter of figuring out how much milk to put in. And then pumpkin pie I've made a bazillion times. Although once I actually forgot the sugar. I won't do that this year because that would stink. But I even got some whipped cream. Ooh. So that feels like a good spread, right?
That sounds tremendous.
I'm going to have a roasted turkey breast. My whole house is going to smell like turkey, which is awesome. I'm going to make some smashed potatoes of my favorite gold pots. And then tomorrow, Tuesday, I will make the pumpkin pie. So I'll get the smells every day through Thanksgiving.
That's a good strategy.
Yeah. Would you like me to send you some pictures?
Of course.
Let's hope the oven does not blow up with the turkey. There's no chance that happens, right? Oh, no. I'm a little nervous about the turkey part.
If you don't deep fry it, I've heard of bad things happening when people try to deep fry
it. I am not deep frying because I prefer oven roasted turkey breast. That's actually what I like. So I'm going to do that. And if anybody has a recipe, but yeah, what's your favorite thing to make or prepare? Or if you're like Jay, what's your favorite dish on Thanksgiving? Because you don't actually make or prepare, you just eat.
I'll clean them up.
There you go. Now, see, that's way, way, way valuable. That's your skill that you can offer. I like it, Jay. I like it. You're gonna clean them up by hand.
Actually, I do. I don't like to use the dishwasher, which might sound weird, but I like
it
to.
It does sound a little weird.
It's weird, but doing dishes, if there's, you know, not a crazy amount, but it kind of is a little therapeutic to me. I kind of like it.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's really
relaxing.
Plus,
it's your way to chip in. So Jay's going to put up posts on our social, and you can find them again there on either our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page, and we'll do a little thank you here on the show. Plus, as I say, plenty of football. We're even going to get off the beaten path a little bit, do some basketball, and then why are we bringing baseball up? Well, just wait. So we'll do all of that, and you'll get your chance to ask Amy anything on this edition of the show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I don't know if I'll be posting pictures of the turkey. I wish I could promise you some pictures, but only if he is delightful and very attractive. He's a mini butterball. He's a little teeny butterball.
Sounds cute.
He is cute. Oh, goodness. All right. It's Thanksgiving week. We're all upside down, inside out, but that is all right. It's a great week to spend time with family, friends, have the food, have the football with a triple header from the NFL on Thursday. And then, my gosh, Black Friday football, rivalry weekend in college, but also you've got an NFL game for the first time ever on Black Friday. So a lot to keep us occupied and busy. Hey, while you're on our social sending your recipes or sending your questions for Ask Amy, we still have a couple hours left for you to vote for Monday MVP. And right now, I never thought I'd say this, it is neck and neck, as in separated by mere percentage points, Tommy DeVito or Brock Purdy. The other two, they're actually tied in third place, which is interesting. Jalen Ramsey and Calvin Ridley, at least on Twitter, have the exact same number of votes. I suppose in the next 2 hours, we could see a major push. So we're asking you to vote for Monday MVP. We'll do Cheaty of the Week on this edition of the show as well. So yeah, there's a lot to get to. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here on After Hours CBS Sports Radio. We're going to start with the end of Chiefs-Eagles, and then we'll work our way backwards because it's the moment that many sports fans will be talking about for the next day at least. It's a moment where you get to hear in reaction the leadership of Patrick Mahomes, which is amazing. It's a moment that caused Peyton Manning's heart to hurt. Actually, he said that on the Monday Night Mannings. So I take you inside the 2-minute warning, Arrowhead Stadium. It's a game in which the Eagles are leading the Kansas City Chiefs. But how many times have we seen that mean a whole lot of nothing when the Chiefs are trailing in the fourth quarter, especially in a game at Arrowhead? Whether it's the Super Bowl II, where they trailed by 10 points in the fourth quarter, going back to their game against the Niners a few years ago, their first ring, or whether it's just them being so comfortable that they don't care. They're good to go. Had the Eagles right where they wanted them and drew up a play that was executed to near perfection.
Snap to Mahomes, retreating. He's unloading it long. He's got Valdes-Scantling, and he cannot hang on to the ball. He drops the ball in the end zone. A deep post pattern. The Chiefs had it. They had the defender beat. And Valdes-Scantling, on a deep post, had the deep safety beat. And Valdes-Scantling drops the ball at the one-yard line.
Chiefs second down and 10. Four-man rush, shotgun snap, back to pass, Mahomes 7. Winds up, long pass, down the middle, he's got him! Over the shoulder, drop! A drop at the 2 by Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Off his gloves, incomplete. 3rd and 10, stunned silence at Arrowhead. Wow!
First you hear the call of Mitch Holtis on Chiefs radio and then Kevin Harlan on Westwood One. And I actually happened to be listening to them at the time, and both he and Kurt Warner, his partner, were blown away. If you have not seen the video, trust me, you need to. Because it was the kind that makes your heart hurt. If you're a Chiefs fan, if you're an Eagles fan, you're taking a deep breath and thinking, whoa, we dodged a bullet, because the ball was perfectly thrown. It actually did come down exactly where it needed to. For Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who had run a brilliant post route and with all that speed had left Bradley Roby in his wake. Roby couldn't have touched the ball, nor could he have gotten to Marquez. Nah, this was MVS. Unable to handle it. We have looked for Marquez Valdes-Scantling reaction to it, but haven't found it yet. I'm hoping that we'll see it at some point on Twitter. But Patrick Mahomes says if he had to do it all over again, he wouldn't change it.
I mean, I have no regret. I mean, they triple teamed Travis, so I went to the guy that was that one downfield, and Marquez won. Just didn't come away with the ball. I mean, I could probably throw a little bit shorter. He was that open. So, yeah, you just got to continue to try to get better and better. Defense is keeping us in games, and if we can find a way to just get a little bit better as an offense, we're going to win a lot of these games.
He actually says, I probably could have thrown it a little bit shorter. It was a perfect deep ball. It hit MVS in the hands. It dropped down from over his head and in stride hit him in the hands. And he fumbled it. And if I'm not mistaken, it bounced off his helmet or his face mask, something like that. And then he just fumbled it through the end zone. Oh, no matter what Patrick Mahomes says, that is a moment that MVS will remember for quite a while. It stings the nostrils. Just kidding. I don't know if it stings the nostrils, but maybe it makes him feel better that he wasn't alone in those moments. Travis Kelce gets stripped in the red zone, deep in the red zone, loses possession of the football. He also had at least one drop there in the fourth quarter that I remember. Patrick Mahomes throws a pick in the end zone. And so they have two turnovers deep in Eagles territory. While the Marquez Valdes-Scantling drop is stark, and it's a huge mistake in a moment where, whether or not it was a walk-off, it wouldn't have been. And I don't even know if it would have been the game winner, because there was still time left on the clock, but it would have given them the go-ahead touchdown. Sure, it hurts, but the other mistakes are just as significant. And here's the biggest problem for the Chiefs. They cannot score in the second half. They can't score in the second half. They haven't had a touchdown in the second half of a football game in a month. No joke. I'm not making that up. It's for reals. No touchdowns in the second half of any game in the last month. They are worst in the NFL. This is the Super Bowl champion Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes as their quarterback. They are worst in the NFL in second half points. Only 53 total points in the second half this season, and that's in 10 games. So that's the biggest issue for them. Not to mention turnovers continue to bite them in the A double curvy roads. Will your A double curvy roads be larger after Thanksgiving? Well, you don't have to answer that question. But we did put up a different post on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, as well as on our Facebook page. Producer Jay is on it. What's your favorite Thanksgiving recipe? I wouldn't mind if you want to share your oven-roasted turkey breast recipe with me. What's your favorite thing to make or eat on Thanksgiving? We'll take the eating part. So either of our social media sites, our phone number, 855-212-4227. I continue to see your posts about thankfulness, gratitude, what you have to remember and give you joy this year in 2023, even when plans, circumstances are challenging or tough or don't go the way that you hoped. And I'm with you. I'm right in that space right now. And yet I still know that I have a lot to be thankful for. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Monday night. We're going to get you forward into the Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.
Get the best workout with the best-kept secret in fitness. Hydro, the state-of-the-art at-home rower. Hydro engages 86% of your muscles, delivering the ultimate full-body workout in just 20 minutes. From advanced to beginner, Hydro has over 4,000 classes that are shot all over the world and are taught by Olympians and world-class athletes. For a 30-day risk-free trial with free standard shipping, go to Hydro.com and use code FIT500 to save up to $500. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT500.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
It's going to be a terrific Tuesday of turkey prep. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Third down and goal to go for the Chiefs at the Eagle 3. 5:45 to go first quarter. Empty backfield for the Chiefs. They're 3-by-2. Ball snapped on the near hash. Mahomes holding it, holding it. Now the protection breaks down. He'll scramble. Throws it late. Wide open back of the end zone. Touchdown. Kansas City. Justin Watson with the catch. And a great throw by Mahomes. Buying time and throwing the pass for a 3-yard touchdown.
Shotgun snap, first and goal from the 3. Hand to Swift, runs laterally at the 5, cuts in over the tackle toward the far sideline and inside the pylon for a 3-yard touchdown run. Make it a 4-yard touchdown run by the Eagle running back DeAndre Swift.
Off the field, on the money, and after hours, it's time to talk football with Amy Lawrence.
Mitch Holtis on Chiefs Radio and Kevin Harlan on Westwood One. Yeah, it took until about middle of the first quarter, but we did get a pair of touchdowns, one each for the Chiefs and then for the Eagles. And each of them went at least 75 yards in 5 minutes, and they were back-to-back. And then, a little bit later in the first half, we had back-to-back interceptions. It was like, anything you can do, I can do better. So first a Jalen Hurts pick, and then a Patrick Mahomes interception, though that one a little more punitive because it came in the end zone to cap a 5-minute drive. Before the end of the half, Mahomes had made up for his pick.
7-7 tie. Chiefs have third down and 3 at the Eagle 4 with an empty backfield momentarily. Here comes McKinnon in motion. Pass near side. Todd Kelce. Touchdown! Near side. Touchdown! Kansas City. Travis Kelce from Patrick Mahomes.
Oh. Who is working tonight? Seemed like a lot of our bites were clipped. Producer Jay's giving me a funny face. Just wait. You'll hear the rest of the cuts and hear how clipped they were. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So, yes, they were able to come out of an Eagles possession that was really short, had just 4 plays, 3 yards, and with their own truncated field, kind of funny, with the field cut in half, they got the go-ahead touchdown. And after an Eagles 3-and-out, the Chiefs then tacked on a field goal before half. But what if I told you those were the last points they scored in this game? And honestly, it's a trend that's fairly alarming if you are the Chiefs or the Chiefs fan base or Andy Reid. The problem is they can't seem to score in the second half and have not had a second-half touchdown in a month.
I think we're kind of shooting ourselves in the foot. I've got to do a better job helping out with that. And then, you know, my guys have got to do the same thing. So we've all got to pick it up a notch there the second half. We're just not as sharp there. You know, we'll work on that. I've seen teams change things around quick in this league. So we got to take care of business there and get it done. So I'm not standing here having to talk to you guys about this. You know, I want to get it right, and so I'm a part of that too.
Andy Reid taking the responsibility, working on getting it right. But as I said before the break, they are the worst in the NFL when it comes to second half scoring. Only 53 total points after the break, and it's not like it was easy for the Eagles. But if you don't score at all, well, you leave, and not just that, but shorter drives. You leave your onus on your defense. And while the defense was game and worked hard, in fact, the first couple possessions of the second half for Philadelphia were 3-and-out. They put an extended drive together, which was late third quarter, and Jalen Hurts gets in with a scamper. So his first rushing touchdown. And on the ensuing possession, I'm thinking, okay, we had back-to-back TDs, back-to-back interceptions. Maybe we'll have back-to-back touchdowns, kind of going toe-to-toe there in the second half, except Travis Kelce fumbles in the red zone. I'm not sure if you all saw it, but he pounded his fist into the turf after the fact. He knew it. He knew it was a big deal and a wasted opportunity. there were plenty of moments that the Chiefs would like to have back. So as much as Marquez Valdes-Scantling is the video that you'll see over and over, and you're going to hear the audio over and over, there were plenty of other opportunities that the Chiefs wasted. I'm even now just watching some of the highlights that are on TV in front of me, and there were multiple drops by the Chiefs. Multiple chances where they weren't able to capitalize. And also on Mahomes too. It's odd too, because they've got veteran leadership and yet they aren't able to do in the second half what they can do in the first. It just leaves the defense really exposed. And the defense has played really well. We've seen these stretches before with the Chiefs where they're out of rhythm, they're out of sync, and I know they do have some new pieces around Mahomes and Kelce, but not so new that they should be having these issues. They had three drops on that final drive, including the one by MVS. Five drops in the game. You want to be a championship team? Well, that's not the way to do it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Credit the Eagles, because they were down and they were able to rally from double figures behind this Super Bowl champion.
They push, they shove. Now there's a penalty flag thrown, and we'll see about that. Now they're in, I believe. They are in for a touchdown.
So,
and who's the penalty against?
And Kansas City's lined up off sides.
Touchdown!
That penalty's declined. Result of the play is a touchdown.
Eagles take the lead for the first time in this game.
Yeah, they had to work their way out of a hole. And they get a pair of Jalen Hurts touchdowns in the second half. And the defense holds. So not just the Valdes-Scantling, which obviously Bradley Roby got beat. So I'm not sure that was so much about the defense. But when they had to, they did not give up any points in the second half, and not down to that last-ditch attempt by the Chiefs.
Here we are. Hold your breath. Mahomes is back. Mahomes is looking. He's dancing around. He's pulling. He's firing. And it is incomplete. It is incomplete, intended for Watson. And incomplete. And the Eagles are going to win this thing. The Eagles are going to come from 10 points down at halftime to beat the team that beat them in the Super Bowl. Is it revenge? No. But it sure does feel good.
It feels awfully good.
I felt good to get a win against a really good football team in a hostile environment. And our guys were resilient. We just got a bunch of guys that know how to win. They know how to be resilient. They know how to be together. And hats off to that team. And those coaches really got a lot of respect for Spags and Coach Reed and Coach Nagy. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't. I mean, there was a lot of ugly moments in it. But they just kept fighting and kept staying together. It was just a good team win where everyone just stayed together.
They played a hell of a game. They played a hell of a game. Very, very, very challenging towards the opposing team. So they did a great job. And in the end, they got us the ball back, and we ended in victory. You know, and that's a great feeling.
Okay, that was my fault. I didn't realize that Jalen didn't identify the defense specifically, but he was talking about the defense. So yes, they owe the defense for this one, he said, because they were outgained by 100 yards in this one. The Chiefs had over 100 yards more than the Eagles offensively. And Jalen Hurts and his offense only go 3 for 11 on third down. In fact, they don't have any fourth downs, even options in this game. They didn't have to go for it on fourth down, but they do get the tush push on the goal line after what was a 41-yard pass play, a 41-yard deep shot to Devontae Smith that put him on the one-yard line. So they had one big chunk play, a couple of rushing touchdowns there in the second half, but as Jalen points out, the defense did not give up one measly point in the second half. So they were able to rally. So one of those kind of tortoise in the hare situations, if you think about it, where the Chiefs are the hare and they go breakneck, kind of. They go quickly in the first half, and then they stop, drowsy, take a nap, get a little lazy, not as disciplined, think, ah, we got such a big lead. Granted, the Chiefs weren't actually thinking this, but that was the mentality of the hair, right? I can stop, I can rest, I can take my foot off the gas, so to speak, because the tortoise is never going to catch up with me. Well, the tortoise just kept moving. He kept plugging along, kept doing his thing, and he bypassed a sleeping hare. That sounds funny. A sleepy hare. All right. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, and on our Facebook page, a couple of things. You can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. It's a Thanksgiving version. We also are asking you your favorite Thanksgiving recipe or maybe your favorite thing to eat on Thanksgiving, best side dish at your spread. You can still vote for the After Hours Monday MVP. It is a very tight race between two well-known quarterbacks, Brock Purdy and Tommy DeVito. And we will have QB news coming up a little bit later on.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Is your inbox overflowing with Black Friday deals? The deal you won't want to miss is Blinds.com's biggest event all year. Save up to 50% site-wide at the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. For over 25 years, Blinds.com has provided a better way to buy window treatments. 100% online, so there's no showroom markups or waiting hours to get a quote from pushy salespeople. And you'll always rest easy with Blinds.com's upfront pricing. From premium shades, blinds, shutters, and more. DIY, or let us handle measure and installation for you. Plus, get a free consultation with our Blinds.com design experts, always ready to help you make the perfect selection. They'll even ship free samples right to your door. No matter how many windows you have, installation is one low cost, and every purchase is backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Black Friday sale now. Get up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Mahomes again backs up. He's looking. He is going deep. He wants it all, and it is dropped. It was in the hands of Scandling at the goal line, and he dropped it. Take a deep breath. He dropped it. It was there. It was a great pass, and he dropped it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was certainly a dramatic moment, and Merrill Reese is correct. Take a deep breath, regroup. Yes, Bradley Roby was beaten badly on that post route, but Marquez Valdes-Scantling had the ball glance off his hands. Actually, not glance, bounce off his hands, glance off his face mask, and then scurry away into the end zone. So it was a moment that was dramatic, and it caused Peyton Manning's heart to hurt, so he said on the Monday Night Mannings. You saw the reaction, and the video's out there. In fact, Jay, if you want to share the video from NFL, Twitter, or whatever, on our show account, After Hours CBS, maybe you see the reaction of Patrick Mahomes. But give him credit, even though he throws his hands up to his helmet, ah! Even though he does that and they know it's a drop touchdown, it's a huge miss. Afterwards, she says, I probably could have thrown it shorter. Just taking the responsibility. And he has no regrets. But he wasn't the only one who had a drop on that final drive, that final chance for the Chiefs. Three drops on the drive alone, five drops in the game, and I just saw this stat. This is crazy. I didn't realize it. Not only do the Chiefs have the worst scoring offense in the second half this season, the worst, as in the worst. Worse than Carolina?
Ah!
Worse than the Bears? Worse than the Cardinals? That is so true. It is the worst scoring offense in the NFL this season in the second half. But the Chiefs also have 26 dropped passes, the most in the NFL this season. Wow. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So as for Chris Jones, he's one of the leaders of the team, and he gives you the update on exactly where they are right now.
There's a lot of things we can improve on, a lot of good football we left out there. And self-reflecting overall as a group. I think this is a growing moment for us as a team overall.
Good teams do take adversity and use it as motivation or as the opportunity to get better. And we've seen that with the Chiefs before. They had a losing record. What was it, 2 years ago? Midway through the season, I don't know that you should take the Chiefs lightly or dismiss them as a contender. You do it at your own peril, but they definitely have some weaknesses that have been exposed over and over this season. Looking at the AFC standings now, this is interesting, and I mentioned this on our Sunday night show Into Monday Morning. With the Chiefs' loss, they fall out of the top spot in the conference. It's the Ravens who have the best record in the NFL right now. Well, not the NFL, sorry, the AFC right now. But this blows my mind. Even more than that, the Chiefs have the same record as, are you ready? The Jaguars, the Dolphins, who are both division leaders like Kansas City, and the Browns. The Browns have the same record as the Kansas City Chiefs right now. Cleveland, it's got to be a happy Thanksgiving. It's got to be. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. Did you hear the latest Browns news? We'll get to it on QB news as well, but Joe Flacco has been signed to the practice squad. Now, Dorian Thompson-Robinson led them to the go-ahead field goal. The game-winning field goal on Sunday, as he was 4-for-4 on that last drive against the Steelers. But yeah, Joe Flacco had a workout with them last week, and they've signed him to the practice squad. Joe rides again. I like it. Also in QB news, we'll give you an update on Geno Smith. Remember, he missed a good portion of the second half against the Rams on Sunday. From the AFC East, Zach Wilson benched, and the Jets will move forward for now with Tim Boyle. I'm telling you, they're all still holding on to the shreds of hope that Aaron Rodgers will return. They are.
Okay.
And Micah Parsons, his latest podcast dropped just a couple hours ago, and he actually is rethinking his MVP. But also wants you to rethink MVP, and he'll give us a little QB, which I call QB analysis from Micah Parsons. I like it. Why wouldn't you want it?
Laugh now, cry later.
On our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, lots of your questions coming in. We weren't sure how this would go, but we're already seeing a bunch of your questions posted on the bright orange box. Just look for that on either Twitter or Facebook, actually. And that's where you can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. And I need your turkey breast recipes. I've got a turkey breast. He's still in his little net. I haven't had the I don't know. I just haven't had the right approach to cooking the turkey breast myself yet, but I did thaw it out. I wanted to make sure that it was ready to go for Thursday. So he's already thawed out, mostly. He's in a tub in the fridge. And so I'm asking you if you have any recipes to share, but also what's your favorite to share, to make? Liz says on Facebook, when we used to gather at mom and dad's house, there were a couple of absolute favorite dishes that were must have. First was broccoli stuff, a cheese crunchy crumb topped yummy casserole. She also says my mom's stuffing made with sausage, ground beef, potatoes, saltine crackers, celery, onion, and seasonings. Wow. She says it used to be stuffed in the turkey, but more recently as a casserole. And then one more from Liz. Mom used to make gravy from the giblets and drippings to smother the turkey in mashed potatoes. Now, see, my grandmother did that too, but I actually, my mom did as well. I don't like to see the innards of the turkey. I'm good with the out seeing the innards and the giblets. Anyway, that sounds amazing, Liz. I wish we could come over for dinner. So you can send your posts either to Twitter, A-Law Radio, or to our Facebook page. Do we have Joey, we don't have time to get to you before the top of the hour, so we'll wait. I think for Thanksgiving, as much as it is about family, friends, food, and fun, more and more it's become the Thanksgiving holiday. I would say even more exciting than what it used to be. Remember, we would just have the two games on Thanksgiving in the NFL. Now we have three, plus we have Black Friday. I don't even think you can afford to leave your house on Black Friday unless it's before 11 o'clock in the morning, or if you're on the West Coast, before 8 o'clock in the morning, because there are so many good college football games, and that continues all the way through Saturday. Yeah, yeah. Family, friends, food, fun, but definitely football all the way through the weekend. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat. When one of the guests is found dead, Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
Maybe you're still new to this whole EV thing, but those range fears? Turns out your all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 gets you to work and back all week on a single charge. And now every Ioniq 5 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit. When it comes to embracing change, we're thinking of every mile. Hyundai, it's your journey. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2023 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions, and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities in select states only.
This holiday season, ask for concert and comedy tickets. Create your wish list at LiveNation.com. Choose from thousands of the hottest shows, including Chelsea Handler, Doja Cat, Jonas Brothers, New Kids on the Block, Niall Horan, Tim McGraw, and more. Just sign in, add your favorite shows, and send a helpful hint to family and friends. It's never been easier to get what you want. An unforgettable night out with your favorite artists. Create your wish list today at LiveNation.com/wishlist.